Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And we are back at you now, hour two, beginning right now in the Sig Sauer Studios. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom here in front of the Patriot Mobile Platinum Communications and Command Center microphone. It's all brought to you by X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing? Welcome to hour two, my brother.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Well, let me just double check here real quick. I'm going to do this while we're live. And I don't know if the video is back up or not.
I'm sure the chat will let us know.
Yeah, I don't see it up there. So, we'll have to continue to work with production on that because it is a separate channel and I don't know that it's being routed properly. We'll check on that. In the meantime, we'll keep it running just in case it pops up for you, ladies and gentlemen. But, Greg, would you be kind enough to tell people where they can watch the video if it's up there? Might as well just go ahead and do that. And where to participate in the chat if they can't get the video, because they can go to Guns and listen to us on the radio.
Sure. If video isn't live right now, they can still see the first hour of video. So head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you've missed a previous episode, like the first hour, well, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, and I think, Greg, it's possible that it's just the stream is not moving over to our website, but is still available on the Roku and Apple and everything else.
That's possible. I see production. Chat says video appears to be up, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll just keep it running for you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Greg here for the hour. Greg, when I first read Lee's article on 97%, like him, I'd heard of them. I knew who they were. Didn't take much stock in it. But they've been on The View, so that makes them legit, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
They've been on The View. So I guess if you've been on The View and you're a gun grabber, well, you've made it. But, golly, The View. People watch that stuff.
Yeah.
People take that serious.
Oh, well, they do.
I'm not one of them. And I'm never going to be. But I want to take you over to their website because it's slick. It's beyond slick. These people are good. First off, what's the name 97% mean? Where did they get that? What does that mean? They took that from anti-gun surveys that claim 97% of Americans want stricter gun laws and to start with background checks, universal background checks. That's where they claim the name comes from. That 97% of us all want stricter gun control. And, well, that seemed like a pretty good place to start with a name, Greg. Do 97% of Americans, keeping in mind that we have over probably half a billion guns in this country, do 97% of us align with their objective?
No. 97% of Democrats, maybe, but.
You can't get 97% of Americans to agree that peanut butter and jelly tastes good, brother.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
You like peanut butter and jelly while we're on it?
Absolutely. I love peanut butter.
Haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah.
But I did pick up some apple cherry jelly up in the mountains the other day when I was with Dr. John Dean.
Apple cherry, huh?
Yes. And it's got, and there's another one, too, because I got a peach one. And they make it up there. Ooh, and while I'm at it, as we were driving home, I got to go off on this tangent here for just a second, Greg. I saw a sign, because, you know, North Georgia Mountains, there's a lot of wine. There's wineries up there and vineyards up in the mountains.
Yep.
And it's some pretty good stuff. It gets pretty good reviews. I mean, it's not Sonoma, you know, by any stretch.
Nah.
But it gets pretty solid reviews on some of the wine that comes out of those Georgia mountains as the years progress. But we saw these signs that I've been up there a million times, not far from my house. But I saw signs for a whiskey distillery, a moonshine distillery.
All right.
And I said, I got to go here. So I pulled in and I went all over these winding roads, went up and down these hills and, you know, little switchbacks and stuff. Come down this hill and there's a sign at the bottom that says distillery to the right. I'd never heard of this place before. Went all the way down this hill. And the next thing you know, I was in this beautiful valley with a little river running through it, covered bridges, places to sit and build fires, you know, those Adirondack chairs all over. There's like 60 acres of cleared out woods. It was so serene and so beautiful. And off to the right was what looked like an old moonshine shack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got an idea.
You picture, I'm trying to play theater of the mind with you. Picture the old rickety Beverly Hillbillies type shack, but nice and neat.
A deluxe
outhouse. There you go. And it was basically a moonshine bar. And these guys are distilling moonshine out there. Turns out one of the guys was on the television show Moonshiners.
Remember that
show?
Yeah, okay.
He said, you ever meet anybody from that show? You ever seen the show? I said, I've seen the show. Because we were talking about Popcorn Sutton. You know, the old guy that said, you know, Jesus turned water into wine, I turned it into liquor. That was his famous saying. And I've actually had his whiskey. It's really good stuff. But don't make it anymore. But he was one of those illegal moonshiners. This guy knew him. And he goes, well, you have now. And he shook my hand. He goes, he was on several episodes on the show. So they're selling this moonshine up there. And I bought a jar of it to support local business, right?
Sure.
Orange creamsicle moonshine.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. He said, you might want to taste it before you buy it.
Oh, really?
That's what I said. Oh, really? He hands me a little, you know, white cup. Like, you know, like one of those medicine cups you take a pill with doctor, right?
Yeah, okay, the shot
except
glass
he
cup.
He fills it with some shine.
Yeah.
And it tastes just like an orange creamsicle. Remember those with the orange on the outside, the white cream in the middle?
Yep.
I said, I'll take it. It was $45.
Ooh.
But I had no idea. It's a jar of this stuff. I had no idea that distillery was there. So anyway, off on that tangent for a second. Let's go back to 97%. The mission at 97% is to reduce gun deaths by including gun owners in the solutions. Now, if you just read that and you don't know anything about what we're discussing, let's just say you're this layperson who really isn't involved in this, maybe has a gun, doesn't know, indifferent. I have a gun because the majority of Americans do. But I'm not a gun guy or gun girl. I have a gun. I've had it forever. And I really don't follow the politics. If you heard that line, 97%'s mission is to reduce gun deaths by including gun owners in the solutions, and you were that person, I'm asking you to go, kind of put yourself into that mode. Greg, what would you think when you heard that?
There's a lot of ways that you could go with that kind of a headline,
right?
There. And
but try to approach it from that person I'm describing.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope they're not including any kind of nefarious acts with guns and gun owners.
Just a politically indifferent person.
All right.
Who might and I guess I don't put you on the spot. I guess what I'm saying is. And where I'm trying to, I guess I'm trying to lead you with this. But if you didn't know any better, you could see somebody saying, well, what's wrong with that? Maybe
sure.
If gun owners were included in this, maybe there's room to come together. And in a perfect world, wouldn't that make sense in a perfect world?
Maybe.
Utopia. But in utopia, unicorns fart strawberry-smelling dust.
That they do.
They continue. And ladies and gentlemen, it's important that you, I want you to try to understand this from that perspective of that layperson who is just not real political, may or may not have a gun, kind of indifferent, that neighbor who just maybe super nice and just really doesn't wake up in the morning and put on the Today Show, doesn't wake up in the morning and put on Fox and Friends, doesn't do any of that, but might be just indifferent. And that's the way I want you to approach this conversation as we continue to have this, because this is what they're trying to convince you of, Greg. That's who they're trying to reach. And those people are out there. They continue as we go to the break. We believe the key to doing so is to bring gun owners to the table, conduct research, and leverage technology to address issues we all agree upon that will make our community safer. Can't we all just get along? But listen to this. We want to focus on this when we come back. Conduct research and leverage technology. What do you think they mean by that? We'll discuss all this when we come back. It's a fascinating conversation. Slick doesn't begin to describe it. It's beyond slick. These people are very, I'm going to say slippery, because it sounds a little bit more nefarious than slick, and that's what they are. We'll be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yes, Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, precision. Did you pick up your tickets yet? By the way, the silent auction is live. So if you want to find out about that, visit thedoubledfoundation.org, because they have a big event going on in South Carolina in a few days, a fundraiser, much like the one that I emcee down in Savannah at the plant every year. So you can check that out. If you want to bid silently on some of the auction items that they have at Daniel Defense, man, and these things got some really cool stuff, visit thedoubledfoundation.org for more information. If you see something out there that you want to bid on, Greg, welcome back in. You know, I remind you, I think you're aware of this, but they had a couple fiddles, a couple fiddles, I believe, that were signed by Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, I remember this.
Remember that? And I'm pretty sure it was a fiddle. I'm not positive. Was it a guitar or a fiddle? I think it was a fiddle.
I think it was a fiddle.
But there were two of them. Of course, he's famous for his fiddle, rock and roll, and all that good stuff, Southern rock. And it was one of the first items that went up for auction, and it sold for $2,500.
Wow.
And it was the last two deals that he signed before he passed away. And I'm telling you right now, had I known that, I'd have bought it.
Sure.
Because I can promise you it's worth a heck of a lot more than $2,500. But that's the kind of cool stuff that they have over there. It's not all gun stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They got some really, really cool stuff. So check out the DoubleDFoundation.org. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. X Insurance presents all of us. I want to continue this conversation with this 97%. And I'm throwing this out there because I want you to try to view this from the perspective, listener, of someone who might not be as in tune as you are with this issue. Because this entire organization is about gaslighting, 100% gaslighting. 97%'s mission is to reduce gun deaths by including gun owners in the solutions. That, Greg, insinuates what?
That they're going to come to compromise with people that are gun owners.
Correct. And if they want to come to a compromise with gun owners to fix a problem that they create, that they say is a problem, then how do they attain that goal? If they get me to come to the table or you to come to, they have to get me to change my position, don't they?
Yeah, it's always about you changing your position. It's never about compromise.
Them changing theirs.
Yep.
Because the mission is, and when you hear the two words that don't belong in the same sentence, in the context that they're saying it or using the two words, gun safety. Mm. You know exactly what that is code word for? Gun control. And the slap in the face of, well, we just haven't been invited. Golly, well, now they're inviting me. I'm willing to sit down with these people and have a convo. Because they just want to conduct research and leverage technology to address issues we all agree upon that will make our community safer. What do they mean by leverage technology, smart guns.
They want to use the smart guns and AI.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about both, particularly when it comes to the smart gun issue. Won't touch the AI issue. But the smart gun issue, which is, it's out there, but it will never, it's, what am I put it this way? It's kind of like EVs, right?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
They're telling you everybody wants them. And they're going to try to force it down your throat. New Jersey's already got laws that once this, and Maryland has laws, and I believe Illinois California. And California do too. Might be Oregon and Washington too. I'm not so much sure, but I know New Jersey famously has laws on the books that are signed that once this technology is available, and I think Maryland does as well, that they're going to force you into purchasing a particular gun. What these Democrats, they're too stupid to understand how the free market works. Let me tell you why the EV deal isn't going to be the utopia that they want it to be, or why smart gun technology isn't going to be this you know, this end-all, do-all that they think it's going to be. Because you're going to say no and continue to buy what you want. That's why. That's the way the free market works. You can't force somebody to do something. So let's look at some of their goals. Reduce gun deaths. Now, do I want to see gun deaths reduced? First of all, I would call it something other than gun deaths. What's gun death, Greg?
Any kind of a death by gun.
2021 saw the highest number of gun-related deaths on record, with over 58% of adults saying that they or someone they care for have experienced gun-related violence. Now, I have no idea where they got that statistic from. Don't know.
Probably a compilation of several statistics all amalgamized together.
Right. Because they didn't call me. Did they call you?
No, nothing.
Listeners, did they call you? So 58% of what? 58% of people that they spoke to? Don't know. But because of that, they say it is vital we engage in new ways to prevent more gun-related deaths. So let's talk about those new ways. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to dig any deeper. We've been around this a million times. But I got to tell you, this is slippery stuff the way they have this packaged. It's very well done. It's very well done. It's vital we engage in new ways to prevent more gun-related deaths. So how do they want to do it? They want to change the conversation. We achieve more when we make room for conversation and listen to each other. Not just the loudest or most extreme voices. Well, I'm supposed to be the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for gun rights.
And
because I don't fit their mold.
And we're Second Amendment advocates, so we're extremists.
We're extreme voices. So I guess they don't want me at the table.
Yeah, basically.
They definitely don't want me at the table.
You're informed. They don't want you there.
Yeah, there you go. We know too much. Gun owners are essential to reducing gun-related violence. But we need to create space to have real productive dialogue. Why are gun owners essential to reducing gun-related violence? Because let's look at gun owners as law-abiding citizens. Why? Because to be a gun owner in America, you're supposed to be a law-abiding citizen, right? Criminals are banned from owning guns. Felons cannot own firearms.
Does it say that in the Second Amendment?
No, it does not. And I knew you were going to go there. That's why I just want to couch this as that's the basic rule, right? That bad guys always get guns. So who are they blaming it on? If gun owners are essential to reducing gun violence, why am I essential to reducing gun violence as a law-abiding gun owner? Why me?
Well, because when they pass the law, they're going to expect you to abide by it.
As a law-abiding citizen. But this is the same, this in a different context. If I would only give them my AR-15, schools would be safer in my area. In my case, my AR-15.
Is there a bee in your studio?
No, there's just lots of AR-15s. Oh, you know, but isn't that is true? So think about that. There are people who believe if I just give up my AR-15, somehow the county I live in is safer. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to point out that the video is running now on the website. It is up live. So there you have it. The chat is open in hour two, and the video is up right now live. So if you want to participate in that chat, Greg, when we come back, you can tell people where to go to do that again, just for fun, for those who might be new. We have new listeners around the country as well. So when we come back from the break. But that's cool to see. So there you go. See, lots of work going into this, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of work as we continue to expand and grow and reach through video and everything else here in the studio. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back. We're going to continue the conversation about this 97 mission and talk about how next, about changing the conversation and how they want to find common ground. Is it possible? We'll be right back. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back. I am, in fact, drinking Defender Coffee. My wife made me a huge mug of this stuff. Got a big tumbler here and a Defender Coffee mug, defendercoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Thank them for supporting us at Defender Coffee. And whenever you drink coffee, whenever I drink this Defender Coffee, which I drink throughout the day, every day, I got tons of it here at the house, the 1776 Liberty Roast, the organic stuff's great coffee. I support the Second Amendment Foundation with every sip because I direct a portion of the profits to go to the SAF. You can choose the SAF or other groups, including the Gun Owners of America. We ain't going to hold that against you. They're all great organizations. Of course, I'm a little partial to Second Amendment Foundation. You know my relationship with Alan Gottlieb. But you do what you want. Just drink Defender Coffee and thank them for supporting your right to bear arms with every sip of coffee you take. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile Mike, Mark Walters in front of the mic, X Insurance presenting it all. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. And I do want to throw this out that the video, which we've been working very hard on over the last few weeks, has been, I think now, Greg, 100% solidified. The all second right. hour is now being pushed to our website. You can watch us on Twitch, Rumble, Apple Roku. TV, Roku is another one, so you can watch us on TV. And it's been available on those pages. You can watch us on Ops Lens, on the Armed American Radio channel. It just wasn't being pushed to the website. Now it's being pushed, so an easy place to get it is armedamericanradio.com. You can also choose to listen live there as well. So we're not going to go through the whole spiel because we've already done that, and it's real simple to do. armedamericanradio.com. Just click watch or listen live to check us out in the studio. So, Greg, I want to go back to this stuff. This stuff fascinates me. What really concerns me more than anything is the amount of money these people have and the amount of money that they put into this. And this is slippery stuff because I go back to the first segment, you know, that indifferent person who's a good person, right, that might not be as politically wired as we are, who doesn't know a lot about it, doesn't really care, but sees this stuff, and you wonder, you know, what are they thinking? Well, this sounds reasonable. If gun owners, just the way they package this, that's who they're trying to reach. They know you and I are going to figure it out. They're not trying to reach me, which tells me that they're lying because they say they want people like me and people like you to come to the table.
Yeah, they don't.
But they don't. They don't. They know better than that. They know exactly what I'm going to tell them. And they know what you'll tell them. When I say me, I'm talking representative of all of us as gun owners, ladies and gentlemen, not just me here at Armed American Radio. But as a gun owner who is tuned in and plugged into this stuff, they know we're going to call nonsense when it's nonsense. But it is dangerous stuff because they are very, very slippery. We achieve more when we make room. And let me go back to that assault weapons ban thing before, or the assault weapons. If I just give up what they call my assault weapon, somehow schools are safer, Greg.
Yeah, apparently.
Even though I'm not a killer, I'm not a murderer. I'm one of 20-plus million Americans who own the most common rifle in America that they don't like. And they want to try to get me to what? They want to change the conversation with me so that they can find common ground. All of these are part of their mission. I didn't make that up. They want to reduce gun deaths, they say, by changing the conversation so we can find common ground.
They essentially want to set the parameters and then want you to agree within their
correct
rule set.
Compromise to a left-wing, hateful, liberal, Democrat gun grabber is agree with me or pff, you.
Yeah, communists.
Change the conversation. Let's take a look at that. We achieve more when we make room for conversation and listen to each other. not just the loudest or most extreme voices. Gun owners are essential to reducing gun-related violence. I still can't figure that out. Why are we essential to reducing gun violence?
Because we are the largest population of humans that own firearms in the world.
And what do these people think?
That we're all
guns
dangerous.
Bad. Exactly. Guns bad. Gun owner there. Guns bad. Gun owner there. Bad person. He has a gun. Eventually, I'm going to do something. It goes back to the Democrat. I forget who it was that said it's not a matter of if your local school is attacked, it's when. There's 135,000 schools in America, ladies and gentlemen, and I can promise you there will not eventually be 135,000 school shootings. But that's what they want you to believe. And they say, but we need to create space to have real productive dialogue so that we can what? Find common ground. Now, if you look at this on the surface and you don't break into this like we're doing right now, there's people out there, that indifferent person we were referring to, that's going to look at this and say, well, this makes sense. We need to find common ground. Is there any common ground you think I can find with a gun grabber, Greg? Me, personally, you know me. No. Am I going to find common ground?
Not at all.
Maybe in the sentence of, yeah, I agree with you. I do agree with you. There should be no murder. There should be no one using a gun to kill people. That's where they want the conversation to stop right there, where I'm going to tell them, except you're living in la-la land, because the vast majority of the numbers that you're referring to are coming from gangbangers in Democrat-run cities.
Yeah, but that's still kind of acquiescing to a lot of their narrative. You know, guns will be used to kill people if the government becomes tyrannical, because the government is people. And that's something that they don't want to admit. And they don't want to even acknowledge that that conversation is the basis for the whole Second Amendment.
That's very true. And Tulsi Gabbard mentioned that the other day as a former Democrat.
You know, it's to the point to where you have to start telling them that, you know, we're living under tyranny and you guys are the tyrants and you're doing fascistic communist Marxist tactics against the population. And at some point, when those means become too great, we're going to have to negotiate an out here, and you can't vote your way out of communism.
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about here. I don't want to mislead anybody. Yeah, everybody wants it. We all would like to be a perfect world, right? I don't want there to be crime. I think we can agree on that. That's what I'm talking about. We can say that. The difference is I'm a realist, and I know that's never going to happen. Their goal is to blame me as a gun owner for criminal action because I'm a gun owner. What do they want me at the table for when gangbangers are offing each other in the streets? We had a cartel hit or whatever it was in Houston the other day. Did you see that? Son
yes.
of a prominent
yes.
what, Venezuelan politician, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Colombia, whoever he was. That was a hit.
Yep, it was.
Is the left going to couch that as gun violence? They already have.
Oh, yeah.
That was a professional hit.
Did they get background checks?
There you go. Okay, thank you. It's exactly what we're referring to. But this is what they want to do. They want to lump us into this type of activity. We all know it's bunk and nonsense and dishonest lies. So they want to try to do that to find common ground. We will utilize our extensive research to develop an innovative platform of policies that truly reflects the concerns and aspirations of both gun owners and non-gun owners, regardless of political affiliation. The policies will effectively reduce gun-related violence while respecting the Second Amendment. Policies.
Policies are not laws.
The only policy I want to see is red flag laws taken away. I want to see 18 to 20-year-olds be able to exercise their constitutional rights. And as far as I'm concerned, I should be able to buy a gun out of a vending machine. You think that's the policy that they want in place?
Absolutely not.
No, not at all. getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we've got one more segment left. We're going to go to their approach and their principles. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is when you consider that we're trying to view this from the perspective of that indifferent person who doesn't know what you know and who doesn't know what I know and just sees this stuff on the surface. You have to understand, this is why these groups have been very effective. It's why Everytown has been effective, and they have been. You can't deny that. It's Brady not effective. Gifford's not effective. Everytown effective. Why Bloomberg money? We'll be right back. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back indeed. Fun conversation today, one that needs to be had about these bogus groups. This gaslighting in America is just incredible right now. It really, truly is. But this is one of the most slipperiest, I guess it's an okay word. Because it is slick, it's slippery, it's devious, it's nefarious, it's dishonest, it's complete misinformation, it's bunk, it's gaslighting, it's the epitome of all of those combined. You can look any of them up and you'll see this in the dictionary. It's just ridiculous. But guys, these groups are effective. They draw a lot of people in, that indifferent person that we're talking about. Welcome back. Final segment here from the 6 Hour Studios. Mark in front of the Patriot Mobile mic for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Make sure to check out, by the way, the huge deals going on that $25 extravaganza with Mike Lindell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio, MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. And if you're watching on TV somewhere and you see an ad, you can still go to wherever you want to go. Just use the AAR promo code. But it's really nice over there at that website. We've got just a dynamite site that they've designed for us. You see everything in one location there for you. Take advantage of those discounts, $25 slippers, $25 sheet sets, pillows, even the king size. All that stuff is $25. And if you spend over $75, 75 and up, you get free shipping. It's deals unlike anything I've ever seen them. I've never paid that low for some of the stuff, and I've got a lot of their stuff, believe me. So make sure to check them out and support them for supporting you and the right to keep and bear arms in this conversation and helping keep it alive. We are this month, Greg, the 26th of this month will be our 15th anniversary. It's a remarkable run.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So back to this, because I was perusing through this during the break. Here it is, right? You know you're going to get there with these guys. I know I'm going to. But again, that indifferent person isn't going to see it. It's not as glaringly evident to them as it is to us. So what's the approach they want to take to reduce gun deaths so they can change the conversation, so we can all find common ground? Can't we all just get along? Garbage. We are committed to pragmatic solutions that make our community safer. To get there, they say they conduct original research to better understand the concerns and priorities of all Americans, especially gun owners. Notice how they're sucking up to gun owners here, Greg?
Yep.
Especially gun owners. And we utilize the data collected to inform and challenge conventional wisdom. What's conventional wisdom? How would they define conventional wisdom? Not sure how they define conventional wisdom. We know what their solutions are.
We know what the end result is.
We know what the end result is, yeah. And we're going to go there because they do say it. It is down here. We focus on common ground and promote policies that have the support of gun owners and non-gun owners alike. So I have to ask the question, what gun owners are they referring to? Certainly not me. Likely not you. But they're talking about that Democrat that owns guns who is willing to accept infringements because it's not their number one issue. They are Democrats for other reasons. Like I said, maybe it's abortion. Maybe that's their big deal. Whatever it is. But guns are not their number one issue. And there are lots of Democrats out there who, well, if I have to wait 30 days to get a gun, I don't care. I've already got a gun. I don't even really need another gun. So if I have to wait 30 days, which if you think about it, why? What good's a 30-day wait period if you already have a gun, Greg?
Yep.
In California. That's, 30-day, whatever it is, whatever nonsense they put out there. We know that the vast majority of Americans, gun owners and non-gun owners, are united in believing gun-related violence is a serious problem facing our nation. I'm not going to disagree with that. When you've got gangbangers killing each other over drugs, that's a serious situation. I just approach it differently than they do as a realist. Because guns don't go off by themselves. Criminals commit crimes with guns, and we know where the vast majority of gun-related crime is coming from. And the vast majority of it is focused in Democrat-run cities because of failed Democrat policies. But to them, they need us at the table because somehow there's a correlation between my being a law-abiding gun owner and those gangbanger statistics. Gun owners and non-gun owners share a common goal, keeping our families and communities safe. That's true. Where's the disconnect, Greg? They believe keeping your community safe means reducing the guns that I have in my safe. Where my idea of keeping my community safe is carrying my guns with me and having them readily accessible wherever I happen to be. So are we sharing a common goal there, keeping our families and communities safe? Maybe. We just differ on how to do it, Greg.
Yeah, it's getting there that's different.
The foundation of all conversations moving forward should be mutual respect for the sincerity of each other's intentions. My intentions are just that, keeping my family safe. Kick my door in at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm going to off you. That's keeping my family safe. I don't think they feel that way. Attack my family, me or anyone else, any of my loved ones, or some innocent person walking out of a grocery store parking lot or a Walmart at 9 or 10 o'clock or midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Come on, Mark, your property's insured.
So what?
Do you value your property over someone's life more?
I value my property and my person over someone who would attempt to take it from me and possibly kill me in the process.
Yeah, right? But they're just there.
See,
for
it's
the
a different
property.
Approach. But these people are not being honest.
Yeah, they're disingenuous.
You're not going to get an honest conversation from these people. They want me to accept infringements that would keep me from exercising my ability to do what we're talking about. They don't have my mutual respect or sincerity in mind. They want me to change my position. And here we go again with the suck up. Gun owners are a vital part of this conversation. Start where we agree. Here it comes, Greg. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is where we're going to end it. Let's focus on reforms that will have the highest impact in keeping our community safe and where most of us already agree. Universal background checks and red flag laws. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. They said it.
Mm-hmm.
So they want me. This is why I'm important. You're important to their conversation. If you believe that they're being honest, if you're falling for the gaslighting. That all you need to do is change your mind about universal background checks and red flags. See, let's start there, which is what? Two areas where we fight tooth and nail against all day long. You need to come around. As a gun owner, you need to come around to my way of thinking. We support approaches that are both the most effective in reducing gun-related violence and those that have the greatest public support among gun owners and non-gun owners. They're lying to you through their teeth. All you have to do, and we don't have near enough time to go into it now. We're getting ready to end this hour of the program. But see California. And then to slap you in the face, upholding the Constitution and keeping our community safe are not mutually exclusive. We respect the Second Amendment. We can keep guns out of the wrong hands while still respecting the constitutional rights of responsible citizens. How do they want to do that? By infringing on the Second Amendment and your constitutional rights through universal background checks and red flag confiscation of your firearms that flip due process, our judicial system, and our Constitution on its head. These people are unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and they're never going away, but I got to hand it to them. Thanks for doing my job for me. They make it a lot easier every single day. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow, Greg's favorite day of the week. It is Friday tomorrow. So until we meet on the radio tomorrow for two more hours, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio on Friday.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.